Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. And it's been more than a year since Michael Brown was shot and killed in Ferguson, Missouri by a white police officer. And as we all know by now, that set off protests, riots, and the National Black Lives Matter movement.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon appointed a special Ferguson commission in the wake of those riots. Today, the commission released its report. It's titled Forward Through Ferguson, A Path Towards Racial Equity. And in the intro, the commission plainly states, quote, "The law says all citizens are equal, but the data says not everyone is treated that way." Becky James Hatter is on the Ferguson Commission. She's also president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. She joins us from St. Louis Public Radio. Becky, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, I mean, that quote that we mentioned in the introduction here is quite compelling, that the data say not everyone is treated equally. So what did you find out that the data say?
Well, it's really actually very extraordinary. I think in just about every place that we studied, we saw great disparities, whether that was in the realm of education, healthcare. We saw the same things going on when it related to food for children in our families. So it just was, the data was very compelling in every area that there's not equality and there's certainly not equity.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I imagine that some advocates would be saying, yes, they've been saying this for years, but it's good to see that the data that you look at bears out those claims. But I'm just wondering, 189 calls to action. Why so many?
Our charge as members of the commission was to look at, in an unflinching way, the root causes of what brought the unrest to Ferguson. And so we decided as a commission that we wouldn't simply look at the community and police relations, which was very important, but we knew that there were deeper underlying issues, many of them brought about by race and poverty.
I'm wondering, though, how much confidence you have that these recommendations will actually become reality, because some of them are very, very concrete, like consolidating the metro area's police departments and municipal courts, or ending predatory lending by capping interest rates at a certain amount. And you mentioned, you know, ending hunger for children and families. I mean, Governor Jay Nixon has said the commission has his backing, but what does that mean? Is there a commitment that you've heard to actually put some of these recommendations into actual practice?
So what's very promising, at least at this time, and certainly it's not enough, but along the way, there have been changes that have really moved forward before we issued today's report. But no one is naive about how hard this is going to be. And among those calls, there's certainly things that we can do immediately that it does not require the General Assembly. But we know the big ideas, the big issues that we're facing is going to take many years, and it's really going to take the will of the people.
Mm. Well, Becky, if I could just jump in there, because there's an interesting point that you're making, and it's making me think of something that we saw in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, because they quoted Montague Simmons, who's with the Organization for Black Struggle, who commended the commission's efforts, but then said that, quote, "Usually commissions come out with reports that are as honest as all day, but then the government doesn't respond." And that idea really stuck with me because I feel like it's echoing the same explosion of frustration that we first saw a year ago, that there people know that there are deep-seated institutional problems and institutional inertia, for lack of a better term, that makes them a bit cynical about what practical change might happen.
Yeah, I think it's very fair for anyone to be a little bit cynical based on the history of these issues. But if we, the people, do not lean in and demand our government to act responsibly for its region, then I think that's on us. So I have great hope that we can keep this alive. The commission has already made decisions about how to move forward. But I challenge this region and this country to say, we, the citizens, we are the government.
And finally, Becky, I'm just curious from your personal perspective. I mean, it's been more than a year since Michael Brown was killed, and the commission, it's been 10 months since the commission was formed. What has that time been like for you? I mean, is there anything that you've learned that you didn't know before?
That's a very long list. And I would say that I personally have been transformed. That's the best way I can say this, that I did not see all of the system issues. I have been the CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters for 21 years and have been deeply connected to this community. But I was very much in the helper mode, helping individuals, and I will continue to do that. That's important. But I truly did not see and did not fully understand the systems and how they work so aggressively against the most needy children and families in our region. And we will make changes at Big Brothers and Big Sisters, certainly in Eastern Missouri and hope it nationwide. But I've been deeply affected.
Well, Becky James Hatter is on the Ferguson Commission, and as she mentioned, she's also president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.